Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody, to Season 3, Episode 5 of The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Ombudson.
And today we are talking about Disco Didn't Die, It Was Murdered, an episode that shocked both of us on how funny and endearing it was. This is actually true. Anyway, enjoy, you guys. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Maggie.
Look at your hair. Love it.
I think we took like an inch off the top.
It looks very good. Your hair always looks good. Every haircut, any style, I swear. I feel like they all look good on you.
You're the best. That's why we're dear friends. You look amazing and glowy as well.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, new light. This is good light, right? I feel like this is better lighting than what I usually have.
Yeah, you're less backlit. So you look fantastic, which is the most important thing, really. I mean,
thanks.
We all know.
I'm gonna take note from this so that I can keep the light nice on the future pods.
Nice.
It's so good to see you, Tim.
I know.
Why
I feel like I haven't seen
like
you in weeks.
It's been so long.
Because it has.
I guess we did Jay over a week ago, right? So that actually feels. I can't believe I haven't. I mean, we've talked, but I can't believe I haven't seen your face that long.
No, and then in person, I had the COVID, so we couldn't get together.
And that too,
like we'd planned.
How's everyone feeling?
Allison still has a cough and a bit of a running, which is mostly because of a runny nose. And
right,
but we're all okay.
Good,
luckily.
Tim,
Maggie,
Tim,
Maggie.
This episode was so cute.
I realize I like this bit a lot more watching it again than when I first saw it. I think when I first saw it or first read it, I was kind of like, yeah, there's. I mean, I know shooting it was there was some really fun stuff that you and I had to do.
Yeah.
But then watching it, this one did not light my fire as much. But then rewatching it, I was really struck by how much I liked this episode.
Yeah, I feel like I think I feel the same way because the episode is great. I love our stuff. I feel like at the time when we did it, or maybe the first time I watched it too, it was like, oh, cute storyline. I'm like, oh no, we were very comfortable with ourselves here. This was very, very, very fun. And then I also, which we'll get to, but obviously the wardrobe, but the wrap up at the end with James and Dulay and the back and forth and then playing off of each other. It's just it's very classic. This episode feels very classic.
Well, because you got to look at who it was written by Saladin Patterson and directed by Maldamsky.
Yep, exactly.
Two of our core psychers.
Core crew. Yeah.
Our psychonic crew, to use your word.
Oh, 1,000% our psychonic crew. Yes, and Saladin is so busy and hopefully, because we reached out to a few people, I think, for this one as well. And it's a busy time. We're so lucky that we have... You know, everybody's working. Everybody's like got stuff going on. Saladin's what? Just like killing it right now.
He really is.
Yeah. And anyway, so we love Sal, and I feel like this is this was a very cool Saladin episode. I thought he did.
Let's just make sure so no one's confused. We of course were talking about the episode.
Here, hang on. I'm going to set you up. Disco didn't die. It was
murdered. Of course it was.
Knows. Of course
it's
it was.
Like,
because it couldn't just die. It had to be
murdered.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I just want to say, so this episode, should we dig right in?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, before we start, though, those playing along at home with these Pepto Pink, like the Pepto drinking game.
Yes.
I really have to warn you. There's a lot in this one, so you're gonna. I really want you people to be safe and. Right now, I would drink like 4 pints of water right now. And just start with a Gatorade already, maybe some coconut water. You want to be heavily hydrated before you start watching this episode. So I've given you the warning to save your liver because we don't want any lawsuits. And We want you all to be healthy and careful. By the way, just as a caveat, for this, for the Pepto drink drinking game, you don't have to drink alcohol. You can drink whatever you want.
Oh,
I like a nice pineapple juice.
I'm drinking a pressed roots with ginger juice right now, and it's really hitting the spot.
Is that
it's not those spiked. Sinuses? It's not spiked.
I wasn't gonna ask.
I thought you were like, what else is in there, Maggie?
So in the very beginning of this episode takes place in 1978, many years before my amazing co-star was born. Speaking of born,
many years.
Somebody's got a big birthday coming up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's a big birthday, but I got a birthday coming up.
Any birthday of yours is a big birthday. It's a special birthday.
You just had yours too.
Oh, that's why we're twinsy Leos.
Yeah.
So for everybody who wants to write in, August 12th is Maggie's birthday, which is 4 days away from now.
Thanks,
guys. If I get my math right.
Yeah. It's 4 days away. Is that right? Oh my gosh, it's 4 days away. Yep, it's here. It's here, whether you like it or not. They come every year, these birthdays. No, I love a birthday.
As they all say, it beats the alternative.
It does beat the alternative. Exactly.
It's an old dad joke.
Tim, it's also, I feel like with these birthdays and all these years that pass and these years of friendship that we've had, I look back, I watch these episodes, and it's so wild to have them, like, trigger memories, you know? Like, I remember us in that last, I remember us being so silly. Okay, well, we'll get to the scene, but there's a sunglass move that we both have. It gets cut, kind of, but you can see it start to happen. And I remember the discussion we were having.
You have to point it out when we get to it.
What? I'll remind you. Yes. Okay. But there was a full Caruso discussion.
I know what you're saying, but.
And we teamed up, and it was so fun because I felt like you had a lot of Carusos, and this was me having, we got to have it together. And just the memory came back so vivid. And I think it's just wild when I think about it. And I think I get especially like nostalgic and, I don't know, thoughtful around my birthday and years passing and things like that. And I'm like, anyway, I'm so grateful.
We celebrated so many of your birthdays in Vancouver and LA. Although same. I'm still pretty salty because I haven't got to celebrate a birthday with you for the last three.
Yeah. Yeah. Darn
pandemic. It's a pretty special decade for you.
It's a big decade. Yeah.
I won't go into which one, but.
There's a two in front of it, though.
Yes, there is.
No, I had the big one actually during, like, right in the middle of the pandemic. And I feel like after the last couple years and how crazy everything has been, it almost feels a little more special to be, like, honoring, you know. Oh, man, listen to this sap. I'm like, way to bring the room down, Mags. All right. But it's true. I feel so grateful. I just feel so... I watch our show. I love doing this podcast with you. I'm just in a lot of gratitude right now. And same.
Having just hit my fitty turd.
Fitty turd.
My fitty third.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was at the Frank show, my friend Matt was asking me what I got going on right now. And whenever people ask me what's going on, I always go to, I go to this podcast. This is the biggest kind of career thing in my life right now.
Yeah. I do too. It's also, I think it's so meaningful, you know? It's like, it's one thing to do a podcast. It's another when you get to relive, you know, the greatest years and memories, and we're still making them. So it's not even sad. Yeah.
Right. I'm as satisfied doing this podcast as I am working on a set.
Absolutely.
Because it's so special to go back and just see us back on set. In the old SBPD with all our dear friends,
yeah,
it brings me such joy and
same.
And I get to talk to you once a week. I mean, we talk every day, but I get to at least virtually see your face.
But we're also creating something, which is what we did on Psych, and I feel like so we get to relive that while also creating something new. But it's also tied to this thing that was, you know, the greatest gift we could have asked for.
It was, so I guess, like, what we're saying is thank you to all our gorgeous listeners for allowing us to continue the psych love every week with you.
Yeah, that is exactly what we're saying. It's so special to us. It's so special to us. It is the greatest birthday gift to be able to do this podcast with you, and that we are in this together. I love it. I love it so much. I love you, Tim.
I love you too, Maggie.
Should we talk about the episode?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to dive in. Oh, just a reminder, everyone. This is episode 5. Disco didn't die. It was
murdered.
Yay. Okay. Pineapple sighting in the opening scene where Eugene Franks.
I caught the Franks shout out.
Love it so much, is making a bomb. Henry and 3 other police officers bust open the door, and there is a lamp with a pineapple-shaped base.
What? Totally missed it.
Me too. Totally. There's also a pineapple in the ex-radical's kitchen. How dare we put a pineapple in there? All right, cold open. It's 1978. A man sits at his table attempting to create a bomb. Just as he places it in his bag, Henry and his fellow cop mates barge in just in time.
I got to say, Sergeant Henry Spencer.
Sergeant Henry Spencer.
So exactly before right. He was detective. So it's super OG Henry on the force.
Way OG Henry. Okay. At a press conference, Henry claims cops don't need the applause and praise because they're just doing their jobs.
Aww.
Very humble. Very sweet. Flash forward to present day. Sean and Gus give a tour of the police station to a reporter who Sean contacted himself for his own story. This was amazing. Yes.
I got to start with the Pepto.
Wait, am I in Pepto here, though? I feel like...
No, hang on.
Oh, okay.
So our very first Pepto, this might be a cheat. It's in the credits on this episode. Because
it is.
It's you in the... it's American Duos episode, right? Teaching the boys how to dance. How to crunk, was it?
How to crump. Crump. Sorry. Oh my God, is that what it was? Can I teach you how to crump? Yeah, it's crump. Yeah.
My favorite scene ever.
One of mine, too.
So your first Pepto beverage... We'll call it that, is in the credits. I'm telling you, strapping, there's going to be a lot. But in Vic's office in SBPD, you're back in Pepto family. You're in a beautiful red top.
Yes, I am. And, a big, bright red top. I love it.
And I think there's a psych first here.
Wait, what?
Kirsten is also in the Pepto, but she's in kind of a blush pink sweater. Which I don't think we've ever seen Vic in the Pepto before.
So I'm in red and she's in pink. Okay, so I guess if you are playing along with the drinking game, it has already begun. It's already begun.
Oh, hang on, there's another one. And Dulé is in a full-on Pepto shirt.
Wait, so that's where? Already
in the psych office in Vic's office.
Oh, that's right. He has a very funny moment, too, in that office when Sean raises the blinds and to get his photo taken. And the way that the shot is lined up, Mel did it so well. Dulé's just right on the edge of frame, and he's just like, boo-doop. He doesn't want to be in the – he doesn't want that photographer taking photos of him. It's very cute.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
So we have dueling Peptos in this scene.
Dueling Peptos.
Dueling Pepto family. I mean, because you're not in Pepto. Well, no, I think we have. How do 3 people duel? A tri-duel?
I think that would be a truel.
A truel. You're on fire today.
I know. It's a truel. Does your probiotic contain clinically studied strains? Meet one that does. Ritual's Symbiotic Plus contains 2 of the world's most studied strains with over 350 publications of human clinical trials. 350, you guys. So what makes the components so clearly Ritual? They are science-backed and research-stacked, especially when stacked up against the leading direct-to-consumer and top-selling probiotics on the market. Ritual is more than a probiotic. It's a 3-in-1 with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. I love Ritual because everything is sourced with such integrity and responsibility. All of their different sources are vegan and easily traceable, which is very important to me. I feel like our brains, I feel like our lives, everything, it runs better when we have a healthy gut, and that is so important to me. I absolutely love Ritual because I love that I can trust that I know that it's working. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/pineapple to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. All right, flash forward to present day. Sean and Gus give a tour of the police station to a reporter. Oh, we already said this? Okay. During a meeting in the station, Chief Vic mentions that they're reopening a special case and wants Sean to provide psychic leads for it. And it just so happens to be Henry's biggest bust. Chief Vic mentions that Henry cannot help in this case at all. Devin has all caps. Back at the psych office, Henry waits there, already knowing Sean and Gus are on his case. Sean and Gus arrive at the DA's office, and Henry beats them there by 8 minutes. Plus, Henry outshines Sean during the attempt at a psychic vision. That actually is very funny and impressive.
There's Sean a lot of Henry outshining Sean vision-wise.
In this. Totally. Totally. We see now where he gets it. Honestly. Sean and Gus arrive at the DA's office. Okay, we already did that. Sean tells Henry, if you insist in being involved in this case, there will be rules, implying that Henry is working for him now. Henry concedes. Back at that's a big deal, by the way. This is a huge deal. I mean, never in a million years would we think that Henry would be begging to, like, be on a case with Sean. Anyway, but it's his case, so it makes sense. Back at the police station, Jules and Lassie decide which case they get to work on between the two of them. They ultimately choose to team up on the interesting case and drop off the boring one to McNabb.
Between the diamond smugglers and...
It's
diamond smugglers or a plastics case, right?
Yes. And I love that you and I are... we read each other's minds immediately. We are both like... You're like, are you thinking, you see him. I know exactly what you're going to do. And then we both just like go up in the most syrupy way. We're just on board. I clearly learned from the best. and I learned well. Yes.
The way it was a bit of a runner, how I bark McNabb's name.
McNabb.
I like to bark whenever I could for some reason. I took great joy out of barking his name like that.
I love it. Sean, Gus, Henry visit a pawn shop where their perp Eugene, Frank's, had sold some of his items in the past while at the pawn shop.
Oh, sorry, yes. Hang on. I got something big here. I have a psych degrees of separation, a new title for the 6 degrees. A suggestion from one of our darling listeners.
The
psych degree of separation in this episode is the pawn shop owner is played by my friend Jamie Kidney, who's a great character actor from. I think he's based out of Toronto and all over Vancouver. But Jamie is part of the Tracy New connection, which we've talked about many times with Tracy on our show.
Of course, yeah.
It's like Eric Kinley's side from Robbed by Baby. And Jamie was a big part of my Vancouver life.
I love this. Wait, I didn't know this. After all this time, Tim, how do I still not know things about you? I love this.
I still like to try and find some surprises for us, Max.
It's true. I love this. Okay, great. So that's the pawn shop owner. While at the pawn shop, the boys get all dressed up in their finest 70s getup. This is probably some of the best wardrobe on psych ever.
Absolutely.
Then they visit the car shop where Eugene's old car rests. Luckily, after a quick car tour, they find a clue. Henry mentions he has a connection to the case named Pookie. The boys lose it, and they head over to a 70s-themed dance club in style. This car, this wardrobe, the boys losing it over Pookie, it's very, very, very... This is very classic psych, very funny.
Dulé's sort of 70s jive walk as he's walking into the disco bar because the left side of his body fell asleep. Yeah. So freaking funny.
I was laughing out loud. That was very, very, very funny.
So we get inside and we discover that Pookie is played by Ted Lang, which if you're my age and grew up without basic cable or streaming services like most of us did, you see kids back in the olden days, you had to flip on the box, the magic box, and whatever was on is what you had to watch. So if you're like me, Saturday nights, ABC, it was the block of Fantasy Island and the Love Boat, where, of course, Ted Lang played Isaac the bartender. So I grew up watching Ted Lang. It was very exciting to have him on set.
I love that. Behind the DJ booth, we meet Pookie. We meet Pookie after speaking with him, Ted Lang.
I gotta laugh now. It is a funny name.
It's funny. After speaking with him, Henry realizes he messed up his biggest case.
I mean, it's not dongle funny, but it's still funny.
Dongle. Oh, no, it's not dongle funny. I don't know if anything is dongle funny.
Nothing's dongle funny.
Oh, my God. Back at the station, Jules and Lassie complain about the case they both wanted to take after being harmed by vicious marmosets.
I got a shout out.
Yeah.
It's not an episode unless I'm shouting out your wardrobe colors.
I know. No, I love it. I know you will.
So you are in a cousin of the orange sherbet. You're in a color I've now called the pumpkin spice latte orange.
I was just about to say it's more of a cinnamony orange.
It's a jack-o'-lantern orange. And I go with the pumpkin spice latte because, of course, y'all know our love for Starbucks.
Friendship. That it gets sooner and sooner, or earlier and earlier every year that comes out. And I feel like the pumpkin spice latte, it's going to back up as far as my birthday. My guess is they're going to be talking about the pumpkin spice latte very soon.
I think I usually, like, if I'm out and about and I see a sign in front of a Starbucks that says, hey, they're here, I think I usually take that picture and send it to you.
You do. You're like, it's here. It's this time of year. It makes me so happy.
And I feel like we're always in Vancouver. We were always in Vancouver because we're from April through October usually.
Yep. Right as the turn of fall. It was so special.
And the rains really hit Vancouver City.
Yes, really hit. Also hit my wardrobe. So
this scene has one of my favorite lines of all time on the show.
What?
Lower primates my ass. I know a military formation when I see one. It's so, it encompasses everything about Lassiter.
It's so Lassiter. I literally wrote that down. I was like, this is a classic. I'm actually surprised that this has not become one of the more I'd rather shower with a bear moments. It's so funny.
I think about this line all the time. Like, it's one of those lines I still remembered.
Yeah.
And so I was really excited to hear that line come up in the or to see the scene come up. Like, oh, the line's coming.
I love it.
My hands are just covered in scratches and bite marks.
You're covered in them. I don't have any.
You know, yeah, you. Well, because I was the tough guy who had to go in first, as you say, as we're getting out of the car.
You were protecting me.
And I'm complaining and limping, and that's it.
And the case they gave to McNabb turned out to have a really fun twist, causing Lassie and Jules to take over and steal McNabb's fun. We are so mean.
We're so mean.
We're so mean in this scene.
But we're going to get our comeuppets.
We are. Sean visits Henry at his home, where Henry defeatedly says a good detective knows when to give up. After seeing how disappointed his father is, Sean decides to trick Henry into helping them solve the case.
Yeah. Just a little psychologist life lesson for the younger listeners out there. When Lassiter is less than truthful about why he's stealing the case from McNabb, just goes to show mendacity never wins, kids. Don't be a liar.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's a real good point, Tim. The boys have an extravagant chase scene involving lots of twists and turns. Yes.
Psych show first, I think.
What?
It's our very first, French Connection style car chase.
It's so cool. Yeah, it's great.
Like, it's a full-on car chase.
It is. It's, weird. And in that, yeah.
Mel really directed the shit out of this episode, this sequence.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Maggie, I forgot to ask you something very important. I mean, I already know the answer because we're already in it.
What?
Are we going to podcast the shit out of this episode?
How did we get this far in and not?
Because we were
so
excited about the episode. That's why.
We were already podcasting the shit out of it that we forgot to actually announce that we were going to podcast the shit out of it.
I apologize for the redundance, everybody.
Exactly. I forgot too, Tim. I forgot too. Okay, Sean and Gus knock on the car door of the two other members of the SAG gang. Sean puts some pieces together.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
I have another psych degrees of separation here.
Oh, yeah.
The driver of the car, the bad guy, is played by the great actor Jer Burns.
He's so great.
Who
in everything.
Is one of my favorite actors. I mean, he's dynamite. But the psych degrees of separation is he was very big on the show Justified, which we talked about a couple episodes ago. Your great turn on Justified.
Yeah, I have a very quick turn on Justified, but yes, he's fantastic. He's in everything. I feel like Jay Burns is in everything.
Yeah, he's one of those. He's been around for a long time, and he always just does it dynamite work. So yeah. I was very excited to see him show up on set.
Yeah, that was very cool. Sean puts some pieces together and realizes that there's another member of SAG. Yes, Tim.
Let me know when we're in the kitchen.
We're not there. Okay. Oh, we're okay. Almost there. Wait. Okay, hold on. At Santa Barbara University. Okay, it looks like we might skip this the kitchen. So tell me.
So in the kitchen, like I said, buckle up. It's another Pepto drink.
Oh my
God. The bad guys, the female, the bad gal.
The bad gal.
The bad gal is in a Pepto pink sweater.
We can't help ourselves. We've got to Pepto the shit out of it.
you've coined a new term.
Oh wow, I did. And then I caught it immediately and I was real excited. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. I don't know about you guys, and I don't really know if this counts as like taking care of your mind, but I know for me when I need to clear my head, I like to go to the beach or I like to take a walk or sometimes have an impromptu dance party. How well would you care for your car if you had to keep the same one your entire life? That's how our brains work. So why don't we treat them that way? How we care for our minds affects how we experience life. So it is important to invest time and care into keeping them healthy. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. I'm an expert in this category. There's also BetterHelp Online Therapy. You guys, I know I've talked about it on here a bunch, but I can't say enough about it. I download the app. I did the whole thing, the whole process myself. It is so personal. It's really fast. It's very user-friendly, quick, easy to use, easy to set up. And you can be linked with a therapist like almost immediately. I feel like everyone should know about this and everyone should have this at their fingertips or to recommend to somebody else. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I'm telling you, it is such a tailored personal experience. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's so fast. Okay, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/pineapple. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/pineapple. Give it a try, you guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so at Santa Barbara University, the boys visit Dr. Colbert. Colbert? No, Colbert. It's Colbert. I want to say Colbert because it looks like Stephen Colbert. A professor who just so happens to be...
murdered.
Dun, dun, dun. The boys
because
call
he
last
dead.
Name. That was a good one. It was a good one.
Thanks. I leaned in for that one. I'm going to be honest. I leaned in.
Yeah, as you should. The boys call Lassie and Jules for help solving it in the most 70s way possible. And this is where, first off, I just love when we get to wear sunglasses anyway. But our walk and talk walking into this with Sage is very funny. And then when we get inside, there is a moment. We have the exact same posture. We are standing the exact same way. And both of us at the exact same time reach for our glasses and start to pull the Caruso, which we've explained on here before, that you do so well. And it cuts, unfortunately, before we actually take our sunglasses off.
I don't think we've ever done a double Caruso.
We've never done it. And that's why
it would be too much for most of our viewers.
It's just too cool. And it's so cute because it just, I don't know. I think we're very cute in this episode, but I felt like us having the exact same posture, doing the exact same thing at the exact same moment was just like, we are so simpatico now.
And did you notice what kind of tie I'm wearing?
Oh, dear.
I'm wearing a striped Pepto pink tie. That's yes, like eight are. Shots already, Nick.
Yes, you are.
Which is just one of the reasons that Lassiter apparently threw up in O'Hara's hair, which she had to wash three times. One of my favorite ones.
That was really funny. I have to talk about James and Dulé in this scene because they're back and forth with James doing the breakdown and Dulé throwing in his, like, you know, his little kind of 70s vibes. It's so cute. It's so good. I was laughing so hard. I feel like it's a very, I don't know, the chemistry between the two of them and the bit with Henry kind of getting Sean to the right point, which I also thought was really sweet that we haven't had. I don't know that we've ever had a moment like that where Sean is actually looking to Henry. Henry's actually giving him the vision so right. that he can fake his psychicness to solve the case. It's actually really sweet. It's very sweet.
We got to shout out the music in this episode to whoever.
Who?
The music.
Oh, so good.
I mean, there's even a bad mother, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
That when you're talking about Dulé and truly embracing.
It's so good. And then, of course, the last song, which we'll get to in a second. But all right, we find Eugene again, who made another bomb. But just as they're arresting him, Sean realizes who actually killed the professor. The two other members of SAG, the happy white picket fence couple. Sean turns on the bomb and says whoever is responsible has to disarm it or else. The couple, after a very tense moment, turns off the bomb. They get arrested, and Sean asks everyone if they want to get fajitas. No one replies. Back at the station.
No one replies.
Back at the station, Henry thanks Sean for his help. Sean doesn't know how to process that. It's very sweet. But Lassie and Jules.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on something.
Yeah.
So in the breakdown, we realize that our SAG couple are murderers. Am I right?
Yeah,
is that correct?
Right. That is correct.
Just want to make sure I didn't miss that.
You got it. You got it right. That time you actually got like a little nose tickle, like your nose went up a little bit. It was really good. Okay. And yeah, so to bring it back to that little reporter that came in, she's not little. I don't know why I referred to her as little, just the reporter of the magazine that was there. Sean thinks he's about to finish up with her and instead comes in to see that Lassie and Jules are living it up, talking to the reporter. And of course, Jules rocks her.
Hang on, not yes. just the brightest Pepto pink top you've ever worn.
It's
like they took every lighting instrument on set and lit you with this.
Yeah,
like you are glowing. You are so bright. You're like it's like neon Pepto pink. It's
Pepto pink, like on steroids. If they make like a cherry Pepto, I think they might. It would be that probably.
It's like alcohol poisoning Pepto drink.
Exactly. It's the one you don't grab unless you want to have that kind of a night. All right. Cut to Gus jamming. Oh, the second this music starts, it's so great. To Car Wash in his new vehicle.
So good.
That just so happens to fall apart as he's driving. The end. Ah, this episode was so fun. Okay, Tim, are you ready? Do you have anything else you want to add before our fan questions?
No, just like you said, or like we were touching earlier, this was a great surprise episode to rewatch because yeah. I really got to watch and laugh out loud and go, oh my gosh, this is not that I forgot, but it's like, I'd forgotten. I forgot how great this episode was.
I 100,000% agree with you.
And you and
so,
I are
so fun.
Max adorbs.
Max adorbs.
We had so much fun stuff to do in this episode. You and I
we
playing
did.
Off each other was.
We did. I love when we get to do that. I love when we get to be so cute. Okay, fan questions from the psychos. What was better, the outfits or Gus's walk into the disco club? I don't know if you can beat Gus's walk, man. I was dying.
I gotta say the walk.
Yeah, the walk wins. Who did Gus parallel parking when they arrived at the club? Wait, who did Gus's? Oh, like, did a stunt person do it? Is that what
I'm
going to
say 100% yes.
Yeah, 100% yes, for sure. I don't think
it was Dan Shea because we had stunt drivers who came on for whenever we had
yes
something
dangerous.
Whenever we were going in hot, as they say.
Going in hot. Okay, what did you think of the new scheming dynamic between Lassie and Jules? Well, I love it because we team up in our scheming.
Yeah, so I'm just that follow my lead, and we both just you just know exactly where I'm going.
I'm all in. I'm all in. I don't even, it could be, it's a blind lead, and I am just like, well, if you say so, I'm following, and I'm gonna follow it 200%. I love it. I love it. I feel like we're really mean to McNabb in that moment, but I also, I love that you're rubbing off on me a little bit, right?
You're just learning the ways of how head detectives get her done.
Yeah, I'm right there. It's like, oh, where was this Jules? Who was just like, oh, we're so sorry. It's so syrupy and sarcasmy.
But, I mean, Jules wanted the diamond heist case, too.
Yeah. I want to be on the coolest thing.
So it wasn't just Lassiter being mean. It was Jules wanted to get in there on the fun cases as well.
I also love that you don't just try to take that from me. I love that you're like, I have an idea. Let's do it together. It's very sweet.
That I really love. I'm staring right at you're my bobblehead on my psych shelf.
I love our bobbleheads. I think they're so.
I just found your bobblehead I found my bobblehead. I mean, I had my bobblehead, which my original bobblehead broke. Sadly,
he fell
off a table and cracked his little skull, ironically in the exact same place where my skull came off from my surgery.
Oh dear God. All right.
It was
don't,
a little ironic.
Don't tell me if my bobblehead falls anywhere or anything happens.
You can have that sucker stand in the box. It's not coming out. I gotta keep it safe. Box.
That's funny. That's weird, Tim.
So of course you can't get those bobbleheads anymore. Luckily I had sent one to my dad, and when my dad passed away, when we cleaned out their house, I found my bobblehead still in the box in his office.
Aww.
And I just recently unpacked all the stuff I brought home from home in my office. And I found your bobblehead buried in my office, which I knew I had it in there somewhere. So I was really excited to say, so now the last few Jules' bobbleheads are back together on my shelf. I just love that. I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, I love that. They're back together again. As they should be. Okay, do you wish that disco clothes would come back in style? Did they ever go out of style is the question.
I think Matt and I are going to have very different answers on this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I still love a disco-y, bell-bottom-y.
You like a flared leg.
I love a flared leg. Bring on the sequins. Bring it. Yeah. Love a paisley. I don't know, Tim. What do you think?
I do not wish they came back in style. I know I still got some puka shells from that I was rocking in sixth grade somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, puka shells. Oh, yeah. I love
that. And some really, I had some pretty hardcore polyester shirts in elementary school.
Did you? Tim, you got to find a picture. You have a mission. You have a mission between now and Thursday when this episode comes out. We need Tim in disco gear. Or at least a polyester shirt.
You will get that privately. That might not go on the socials.
All right. Okay. What is the oldest car you've owned? I got one for you. I got my license in 1996. Okay. I actually don't know if this counts because I didn't own this car. I was able to use, because she didn't drive it very much, my grandmother's car, which was a 1982 navy blue, but like rusted out Toyota Cressida.
Thought you were going to go with Pacer.
No. Close though. So 1982. So I was two when that car came out. When that was considered a new car in 1996, it was my little rusted out car. I loved that little car. That's how I learned to drive.
Run it all down to the creek in Louisville on that one.
Yeah, I'd take it down to the creek. What about you?
Well, I mean, you know this. I own a 1963 convertible Ford Falcon Sprint. I own a classic car, so it doesn't quite. It's a little bit of cheating because it's a vintage car.
It's a classic car. Yeah.
So I'm this really bitchin' classic convertible that I am.
I think counts, Tim. I think it totally counts. It's an old car. It's super cool.
I actually do own it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the car I learned to drive in, which was a 1969 Ford Country Squire station wagon.
Wow.
Which was my dad's.
I love that. Oh, so we both have station wagons. So my when I first moved to LA, my family drove across country in it was a 1988 Woody station wagon, like a wood paneled, like a...
There's a great picture of you sitting in the driver's seat of that car.
Loved that car. Loved that car. That is my first car I drove around LA. Can you imagine parking that thing or whatever? But I loved it for some reason. I wish I still had it.
I too came to California in a station wagon, because that Country Squire is what my parents drove me down to college in.
Stop it. Look at us.
Station Wagoneers.
Yeah, we're Station Wagoneers. That would be maybe our band name.
The Wagoneers, because we're classics.
Station Wagoneers. I love it. We are classics. Was the Coast Guard mentioned as a deliberate foreshadowing of the next step? The next step is Jane is there might be blood. That's funny. I don't think so. I don't think it was a foreshadowing of anything. Do you, Tim?
I don't think I did think, oh, that's a fun little foreshadowing. I don't think that was on purpose.
I don't think it was on purpose either, but it is a fun foreshadowing. So good catch, whoever asked that question. Good catch. Those are our fan questions, Tim. This is our episode. We did another episode.
We got another one in the can.
Got another one in the can.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you all for listening. We love you so much.
We've already expressed our gratitude, but that gratitude doesn't end when the episode's over.
It does not. It does not. It continues, and it lives on. It lives on forever. It lives on in everything we do. Thank you all so much. Sorry for my sentimental vibes today as my birthday approaches.
Oh, you just beat me to it. Happy birthday, Maggie.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. It'll be tomorrow when this comes out, I guess, actually. So, anyway, well, I'm so happy I got to sort of spend some of it with you, Tim.
You and I definitely need to get together. I mean, I'm going out of town soon, as we've discussed. So once I'm back in town, we definitely need to do it up birthday style.
We have two birthdays to celebrate between the two of us. Big time. Big time.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. We love you so much. And we will talk to you next week.
And bye, I would Tim. Really suggest, again, drink more water and probably take some Advil tonight.
Yes, for sure. After this one, geez Louise. Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you. What a fun episode. I love when Henry and Sean team up. I also think that breakdown with Dulay bouncing off of James is so funny. It's just classic psych. Good job, Saladin, too. Thanks again for listening to episode 5 of The Psychologist Are In. Next week, we will be talking about There Might Be Blood. We cannot wait. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologist Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. See y'all next week.
This is The Confused Breakfast,
a movie podcast creating a lot of ruckus around the world.
We talk about classic movies the same way that you and your friends talk about them.
With a little bit of film buff knowledge thrown in because we just can't help ourselves.
If movie quotes are part of your daily vocabulary.
If you like to talk about fun fan theories.
If you've always wanted to punch a movie character in the face.
We're here to podcast for you.
From Back to the Future.
Ghostbusters.
The Shining. And so many more.
Check out The Confused Breakfast wherever you listen to podcasts.